21. The most normal and competent child encounters what seems like instrumental problems in living. The most normal and competent child encounters what seems like instrumental problems in living. The most normal and competent child encounters what seems like instrumental problems in living. But by playing them out, he may become able to cope with them in a step-by-step process. But by playing them out, he may become able to cope with them in a step-by-step process. But by playing them out, he may become able to cope with them in a step-by-step process. He often does so in symbolic ways that are hard for even him to understand, as he is reacting to inner processes whose origin may be buried deep inside his unconscious. He often does so in symbolic ways that are hard for even him to understand, as he is reacting to inner processes whose origin may be buried deep inside his unconscious. He often does so in symbolic ways that are hard for even him to understand, as he is reacting to inner processes whose origin may be buried deep inside his unconscious. This may result in play that makes little sense to us at the moment, since we do not know the process it serves. When there is no immediate danger, it is usually best to approve of the child's play without interfering. When there is no immediate danger, it is usually best to approve of the child's play without interfering. When there is no immediate danger, it is usually best to approve of the child's play without interfering. Efforts to assist him in his struggles, while well-intentioned, may divert him from seeking and eventually finding the solution that will serve him best. Efforts to assist him in his struggles, while well-intentioned, may divert him from seeking and eventually finding the solution that will serve him best. Efforts to assist him in his struggles, while well-intentioned, may divert him from seeking and eventually finding the solution that will serve him best.